Just keep in mind, I don't mean nothing. And as long as you say that to yourself every now and then, you'll have the secret to the ring-dang-do. Swapping a few stories, guys spilling my guts. I think the whole key to this show is experience. That's why, in a way, I guess I'm glad I didn't turn out to be a professional athlete. Because if you're a baseball player, football, hockey, there comes a time when the old bones just can't take it anymore. Next thing you know, there's a big party, and at a relatively early age, certainly by late 30s, early 40s, you're done. You sit there with your trophies and remember your memories. The good thing about the entertaining business, you get better at it as the years go by. You have more experiences on which to draw. See, my divorce to the average slump would be no fuel for comedic fodder. But for me, the hell I went through taught me about life and interpersonal relationships, and I can use it to hopefully spare you some of the same mistakes. I remember when we tried to salvage our marriage, Estelle and I went down to the Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami. Ever been there? Pretty nice. We're sitting there in the bar the first day there after a day in our beach cabana. Estelle said, look at a dame that just walked in here. I think she's a prostitute working the room. I said, really? I said, I don't think so. I think they just dress like that in Miami. You know, they wear slinky tight. But she said she's a working girl, for God's sake. I said, oh, yeah? I said, well, I'll go over there. She said, yeah, go over there. Find out, like, a potential customer. Why not? So I walked over. I said, excuse me, ma'am. She looked and smiled and said, well, hubba, hubba, what has a girl got to do to get a guy to buy her a drink around here? I'm thinking, whoa, maybe she... I said, well, I'm looking for a little bit of action. She said, well, action's going to run you $100. Well, I didn't want to hurt her feeling and say that, you know, my wife and I just wondered if you were a prostitute. So I thought, well, let me think fast on my feet. I said, actually, $100 more than I had to spend. I'm from Ohio, and we only got to pay $20 for a snarler. She said, all right, suit yourself. I walked back to Estelle. I said, she's a prostitute. She said, so how do you like that? Wow. Well, we finished up our chips and salsa. I knocked down the rest of my bone dry, and I said, all right, let's go up to the room. So as we're walking through the lobby, we run into that woman again. And as I pass her on the way to the elevator, she says over her shoulder, see what you get for a lousy $20?